Blog Talk Radio.
What up, everybody?
What's going on, Big Red, Brother B? Another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's goody?
Blog Talk Radio. Yes.
How you feeling, Red? How you feeling?
I'm good. Just chilling. Just, you know, just a little annoyed with the goings-on right now out here in this world that we live in. And, you know, just the end of the day, as I said, I've been saying it for the last couple of years, spiritual warfare going on. People just want to stay prayed up, be thankful for what you have, and just, that's about it. Just want to stay prayed up.
Yeah, you know, before we get into the topic, if you haven't heard by now, there was another mass shooting, school shooting, in Texas. Yeah, this 18-year-old armed individual who was killed by the police, but before he was killed, he killed 14 children. I believe 14 children in one week.
And his grandma.
And his grandma. You know, certain things you kind of focus on. Like, you can't really explain, or certainly you just can't really fathom, like, in your mind. Like, what would make you go out and, what would make anyone go out and harm innocent children? What would make anyone go to that extreme? But this may not be the time, but maybe it is the time talk about how, once again, and we did this show before, Red, and you were just talking about violence in this country. Like, America has this history of violence.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, yo. Like, then they wonder where it comes from. At some point in time, the powers that be have to take accountability for the roles that they play, for the laws that they don't pass, for the laws that they do pass, and just for the things they can just do not weigh in on.
Right.
You know, last week, that 19-year-old white male, who actually did some type of surveillance of the supermarket before he went there in the area, just to make sure it was a high concentration of black people,
mm-hmm.
went there and killed 10 people.
Well,
just because they were black.
Just last week.
Yeah, just last week. While in that same weekend, there was a gunman at a church who sadly, I mean, luckily, but sadly, one person, I believe, died. But he went there to, like, kill up a lot of people. Another mass shooter. And this guy happened to be, what, white?
No, he was Hispanic.
Oh, he was Hispanic. I'm sorry. Yeah, he was Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my thing is, it doesn't, you know, it gets to a point where it doesn't even matter what color you are. But to some people, it does. Because it fits a certain pattern of what people do what. Just like they like to stereotype black people and brown, you know, black and brown people in certain types of roles.
Right.
You know, I mean, mass shooters have to be stereotyped too, I guess, right? And a lot of them
well,
are.
At this point, yeah, because if you look at, not to cut you off, but if you look at, once again, as I was explaining to my son, like, you know, we got teased. We got certain things. We, you know, I'm sure there was a lot of people that had mental health issues, and there was a guy in my neighborhood, and he was a whole, you know, well, I you could say maybe mental health, maybe it was the drugs or whatever, and you know, he was on the roof and doing all kinds of stuff. But I mean, we, like I said, we got teased, you know, things happened to us, I'm sure, but no, you know, I don't remember back in those days, you didn't hear about any of this mass shooting. People going into, or you know, people going into a school or a former student or any, you didn't hear about that stuff. None of this was going on. So what? So once again, what is the problem? We have to get to the root of that problem. Because
well,
why is this happening so much?
Because you have the internet. You have people who are actually connecting with people. First of all, before we get any deeper, hey, what's up, everybody? Once again, the menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling number 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. You can catch us on Facebook, the menu, Mind Your Mental, M-I-N-D, U-R-M-E-N-T-A-L, or at Instagram, at the menu, Mind Your Mental. M-I-N-D-U-R-M-E-N-T-A-L. Okay. So, you know, all of this stuff kind of goes along, you know, of course, it's, you know, it's our topic, it's nice. But if you look
right
at it like this, and, you know, you gotta kind of be objective about the whole thing. You know, objective in thought. We can talk about stereotypes. We can talk about certain people that do certain things. But once again, no one wants to call it spade a spade. You have the internet where me and you could be thinking the same thing, but we won't say it out loud because we don't know if we might get punched in the mouth or punched in the head by somebody or this, that, or third.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got these cowards that flock to the internet and they make these comments because they can hide behind a computer screen and a keyboard.
Okay.
And then they turn around and find other individuals that think the same way, or they're people who are looking to find themselves. They go online and they find the identity. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to be like that guy. Oh, I want to be like this. Well, that sounds cool. They want to be a part of something.
A part of something.
Some of these people who just the suckers. They used to get their lunch snatched, you know, they you know, some
like
of them are
teased or bullied.
Yeah, exactly. Then you have some people that are socially inept, that just can't get with it. And, you know, that's not their fault. That's just who they are. But some of them are very impressionable. Some of them are gullible.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? They go, they flock to these groups, and they become a part of something bigger than them, or they become part of something to give them an identity. Then they have someone pumping the air in their ass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you can do this. If you're a great person, and if you can do this for the cause, and, you know, they befriend them and then tell them, say, hey, you know, this is a good idea.
Right.
And after a while, somebody will get it in their mind that, yeah, shooting up a supermarket full of black people is a good idea because it will help our race.
Right. It'll help. Oh, yeah. You know, got to eliminate them.
Yeah, let's
eliminate
them.
They're trying to replace, once again, they're trying to replace us.
Exactly. And you know what? Whether no one else wants to say it or not, you have, you know what I'm saying, you have a lot of people. Hey, what's up, Nico? You have a lot of these cats.
What's up, Nico?
What's up?
You have a lot of these cats in uniform. Because, like, let's not bullshit around. Come on, you have a lot of these people in law enforcement. You have a lot of these people in suits that hold up Congress, senators. All of them just trying to keep this whole white way, what they consider a white way of living.
Mm-hmm.
Because they feel they built this country. Well, if we built this country, why are we here? If you built this country, why are we here? Because you damn sure didn't do it alone. Everybody else is here because they had a hand in building this shit, and you want to take the credit for it. But
whatever.
That's a topic for another time. But once again, somebody, you go to these websites, and then they preach this stuff. Somebody, you know, gullible or impressionable, they're like, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I want to be a part of that. And next thing you know, people are dead. Children are dead.
Yep. And that's my thing. Yep. Why do you, what's the problem with talking? What are you targeting children for? You shouldn't target anybody. But why are you going into schools, colleges? Schools? What is it? Like, is that more of a trend type of thing? Are they telling you, like, I don't understand what the problem is.
But now it's getting to a point, it's like
you're getting to a point where, like I said, you can't go nowhere. You can't go to a supermarket. You can't go to the mall. You can't go to, you know, not you can't go, but you're being in fear of going anywhere.
You know what?
I want to see these same people go into the hood. Let's see if it happens then.
Right. Exactly.
I'm not even being funny when I say it.
Absolutely.
See, they going to clap back in the hood. You might take one or two, but they clapping back. And believe me, you and your crew is not coming out of there. You're not.
Look, Mika, that's why I was going to pass it off to you because I was going to see, but you already said what you said, they cowards. See,
mm-hmm.
It's easier to go after some kids. It's easy.
Or run up in a church.
It's easy to just run up in a supermarket. But you're not going to run up in the hood where you may come across a few people that armed, and yes, they're going to clap back.
Right, because that's the one that you really want to eliminate. Remember, that's the one, all those thugs and drugs. So why are you not going after them?
Because they're
going to
clap
back. No, not just that. You know why? Because they have law enforcement. They have certain individuals, agents in law enforcement, going after them. They have them going after them. Then they have the others, the cowards, going after the innocent people. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like some way they feel that
it's
they got to keep them down. Yeah, of course.
And again, like with today's shooting, which was, don't get it twisted, that was some bull because he went up in the elementary school and started wailing. I have a question, though. How come he got killed?
I know.
But let me get it out, Ray, because I know you got me. I know you got me on this.
I already know.
But the dude that shoots up a supermarket and a church walks away with the cops taking them to McDonald's and Burger King so they can get something to eat, asking them if they need water. Oh, okay. Go ahead, Ray, because I know it's itching. Do it, Ray.
Because he's Hispanic. That's why they killed him. Black and brown person.
You think he's that bad?
Yeah, I absolutely do.
So you don't think that? Now, I'm not disagreeing with you. But first of all, I don't even know how he surrendered, if he surrendered. That's number one. But
I don't think he did that.
Two. Yeah, I don't know how he surrendered. I don't know if he surrendered or how he surrendered, if he did.
Nah.
Like I said, that's number two. But number one, the number one thing, yeah, because it could have been a mission. It could have been a suicide mission. But I will say this. Emotions were high. He wasn't going to live. You shot up a school, an elementary school full of children.
So did the other ones. They did the same thing.
And they took them, and they took his ass alive.
No, absolutely not.
Whoa,
they did
whoa.
Exactly.
Wait a minute.
The same thing.
No, it's not the same thing.
How?
Because they shot up children.
It was a nursery school?
They
shot
up children.
But the dude that was up in Mass that did the shit shot up a high school. Weren't they children?
Right,
none of them was legal.
Children.
They were still children. High school is still a child. I don't care what you say. Until
absolutely.
You graduate, you're still a child.
Okay.
Okay.
Where was the school? Where was the school, and what was the population?
As a matter of fact, it was a a nursery school?
What, this school?
It was
the one that happened today?
No. Not the one that happened today. The one that happened more than a couple of years back.
You talking about? Was it Columbine you talking about?
No, girl, no. The one that happened up in Boston. Was it Boston?
It was Boston or Connecticut.
But this is the thing.
Oh,
Sandy Hook. They took the shooter alive in Sandy Hook.
Mm-hmm.
Hell,
you know who's doing it.
And the dude that, the brothers that blew up the Boston Marathon, one died, and all they did was cripple the other one. And I think let's be real. The only reason why that the brothers survived from that whole Boston Marathon thing was because they realized he was white. I'm sorry. I don't care.
Yep.
Say what you want. I don't care.
I believe it.
And then they realized he wasn't American white. He was white from another country. Then it became a different story.
Well, I'm not even,
at this stage, I'm not even playing devil's advocate. I'm playing dealer at the blackjack table. I'm laying it out. I'm sorry.
Because this is what it is. Right, exactly. That's the whole point. Mm-hmm.
How is it that this dude...
I could be wrong, but I don't really think it was a thing of him being Hispanic. Like I said, I could be wrong. It was children involved. Little kids.
Sandy Hook had children involved too.
Exactly.
And if you want to talk about Columbine, they took the shooters from Columbine alive too.
Yep.
They took their asses alive, and it was a high school. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm not disagreeing with
you. Still children.
I'm just offering another. Right?
I understand, but you can't. But my thing is, at this point, you can't because, like I said, it's happening too many times. And once again, it does have to do with the ethnicity of the shooter. Like I said,
remember also, what happened in Buffalo? You know what I'm saying? What happened in Buffalo, he knew what to do. He surrendered.
Okay.
And there's a thing. When there is no threat, even though he had a gun, when there is no threat, and listen, he didn't point the gun at the cops. He didn't threaten to shoot the cops. Listen, you saw the video. He saw the white guy in the store on the floor, and he said, oh, sorry, and then went and started shooting other people. Listen. White people weren't the target. So, of course, when he came up against his own, what did he do? He surrendered. And they took him in.
Okay, so what does that have to do with anything?
This situation mm-hmm. in Texas, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if he surrendered. I don't know if he got.
He didn't. Listen, Brother B, we know that's not the deal. He didn't. So I'm going to say that he didn't. He didn't surrender. He didn't do anything. I don't believe he did anything. Like I said, they killed him because he was a brown person, okay? Because once again, if he was a, because he's a, you know, a brown person, he's Hispanic, and they said, no, we're gonna kill him. Let's get rid of him. But like I said, if he was white, they would have apprehended him. Then I could see you saying, oh, he surrendered, or he put his hands up, and blah, 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 blah. That's a different story. It's happening. Listen, like said, it's not, happening too much. It's a thing of once again, everything is being like a like unfortunately made black and white. You white, you do all this mass
always,
shooting, or we're going to give
been.
You a break.
Well, that's what it's
is
always
it?
Been.
Right.
It's always been like you said. It's black and white. It's always been that way.
Okay, we're
going to
give you a break.
So no one is surprised.
No, that's all. We're going to give you a break. Oh, he has mental issues. And see, that's another
oh,
thing.
Oh, my God.
That
and that's the worst
they're
thing.
Starting, now they want to start, oh, well, they have mental issues. Oh, man, now you want to throw this mental issues thing all of a sudden. Stop it. Stop with the BS. Those people know what they are doing. I don't want to hear that shit about mental illness.
The Latino kid that pulled this stupidness today, he probably had mental issues.
Absolutely.
But they're not saying that. And then,
but wait a minute.
And here's the news somehow. An 18-year-old man, when it's him, but that boy up there in Buffalo, oh, this 18-year-old child, stop. Stop.
Exactly.
Right, we discussed
that's
this
not
either last week. We discussed this either last week or the week before. One thing I'm not going to continue to stand behind, stand with, or even, you know, it's not even like I'm trying to promote it, but that mental issue thing, stop it. I'm not running with that. It's not about mental issues. This is who they are. This is their nature. That is that individual's nature. You can't keep using the mental issues
exactly.
umbrella. When it comes down to these people who have a clear intent to do what they want to do, when somebody has mental issues, they're thinking it's hazy. They're not sure. You know, there are other factors to it. There are tests that need to be had or given in order to find them mentally incompetent or not
right.
able you know, to mentally stand in any type of courtroom or for anything else. These people knew what they were doing. They went and got the gun. Listen, the dude in Buffalo, he wrote N-I-G-G-A on his gun. He knew what he was doing. He wrote a manifesto.
Exactly.
He knew what he was doing. This kid in Texas, he knew what he was doing. He killed his grandmother. Then he left wherever he was at and went to a school to go kill kids. He knew what he was doing. His nature, evil, that's just what it is. There's no mental issue or no mental argument to stand with or stand behind when it comes to these people. There are other
exactly.
people out there that are suffering from real mental issues that need real help.
And
they're
that's
not
what
getting
the problem
help.
Is.
Yet they're going to waste resources on these low-life pieces of human
mm-hmm.
trash and give
yep.
them a fair shake and talk about, oh, well, they have mental issues? No, I'm not buying it.
Yep.
Not buying
that's
it whatsoever.
But guess
that's
what, brother
problem.
B? That's what's
that's
happening now. I watch Court TV. Sorry, Mika. Like I said, Court TV, and this is what they're doing. Now everybody, oh, I have a mental issue. Oh, well, he's mentally ill, so that's why he went and killed all those people. He killed both his parents. Everybody wants to use that. Now, then, once again, it's going to make it hard. That's just like the Me Too movement and rape and all that other stuff. This is going to make it hard for real victims.
Yep.
This is going to make it hard for people that really have mental issues that need the help
absolutely.
Because everybody's going to start using that now.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely 100% right.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't buy the mental
you know
issue
that?
Shit anyway.
Absolutely.
I
don't buy that.
But that goes back to the system that supports it, the system that will entertain it. That is the problem.
Yep.
Because they don't want to admit to the fact that they are raising psychos.
Right.
Listen, nah. Once again, Mika, I'm sorry. We have to disagree with you. They're not raising psychos. It's their nature to do the evil that they do. It's the nature to protect other evil people. This is
here's
what
my
they
question.
Do.
Oh, no doubt. But here's my question. Where do these people come up with these fucking fantastical ideas? Where they coming up with it? I'm just curious. Because
that's just who they are. That's just like you coming up with a recipe. to make a strong ass drink. You just coming up with the stuff. That's just what they do. Listen, you got to look at the history of stuff. Have you ever, to my knowledge, have you ever seen anyone brown or black take a picture with a body hanging from a tree that they beat
Hell
or they
no.
burn?
Nope.
But we know who we can do it. And some of those people in those pictures are sitting in high positions today.
Hey, but this
some
is what
of those people
taught.
In those pictures.
Don't negate that.
Yes.
Don't negate that.
And see, when you grow up seeing stuff like that, you become desensitized to the people that they're doing it to because they feel, hey, this is just what it is. That's just the way it is. It's like when a person, when a cat goes out hunting, just killing, you know what I'm saying? After you kill one animal, it's
nothing
to kill
another.
That's just what they do.
Right.
So we can't, you know what I'm saying? We can't sit back and make excuses. I mean, not like you are, but I'm just saying, this is what they do. And they just come up with this stuff. I mean, think about it. Somebody that actually has this thought of hanging someone from a tree after beating and burning them. Who thinks about that? Like, who does that? Who does that?
An animal. A straight savage.
Right.
Exactly.
So once again,
who's that? That's not, of course not.
But this is why I say a lot of this shit is learned at home. This is behavior that they are.
Right.
Absolutely.
This is what they're shown. This is, you understand what I'm saying? Like, this is what they're shown. They're not shown that, yo, that's wrong. This isn't how you treat another human being. They're not being shown that. What they're being shown is, oh, this human being looks like this, so you can do that to them because they look like this. That's what they're being shown. So when they go out into the world and they're exposed to all these other different people, they can't comprehend this. And that's a big-ass problem. They can't comprehend how so many people from so many different walks of life and backgrounds and religions and orientations and what the whole shebang can actually get along and not want to kill each other. They're like, no, this isn't right. This isn't how I was raised. This isn't how I was taught. I'm going to correct the problem. But here's the issue.
Well,
it's not a problem. It's just that you're a fucking idiot because you're listening to the idiots who raised you.
But Minka, it goes back to what you're saying.
Look at fucking gobbleneck.
But it goes back to what you're saying, but even deeper. Once again, how was this country founded? How was America founded?
First of all, let's be real. Wait, okay, let's be accurate when we say this. America wasn't founded, okay? Because the only natives to this motherfucker.
Right, absolutely.
Well, wait, it wasn't America then. That's the thing. It wasn't America. So once
and
you
this
know,
is my
America,
so it wasn't founded. It was stolen.
Exactly. But wait a minute. Now look at the people that came over here. They left Britain for a reason. They left from over there and came across that big ass pond for a reason.
So they could start shit over here.
Exactly, because they couldn't do what they wanted to do.
And there were resources over here, and they knew it.
And the crazy part is that the people that they met over here were actually like, yo, son, I got you. Let me help you out. And they turned around and used germ warfare.
Yep.
They literally used germ warfare on them. And that, like, I don't understand how, well, no, I do understand how the quote-unquote history books have it documented the way that they do. Because in reality, for those of us who actually do our own research, we know the truth.
Yep.
And we've seen the shite that they pull. It's ridiculous.
Yep, turned on
it. It's completely inhumane.
Well,
you can't sit there and tell me. It does to me.
Well, yeah, listen, it matters to those that it matters to, but to the people who were committing these atrocities, it's not the truth.
No, it's not. You ain't lying.
Why do you think they're trying to change it?
And they stay trying, but you know what?
But wait a minute. I got one better for you, Mika. I got one better for you, Mika. And I got one for you, Fred. Of course they're going to do this. Because once again, as like the other part or the other topic, you know, tonight, is they don't want to be replaced. So they have
but
to do something.
But they're not being replaced.
They don't know. They in their minds, they feel like they know that. My thing is this. That's just like a person. You ever, okay, I'm going to put it like this. You ever seen that episode of Family Guy and Brian, I think Stewie was waiting for Brian to get him back? And he did all kinds of stuff to himself. So my Stewie was doing stuff to himself because he's waiting for Brian to get him back. And he's like, oh, is this going to be the day? And he's like, no, what are you talking about? What? Like, I don't know what you're talking about. That's how they feel. They're doing all kinds of stuff because you remember that episode, right? They doing all kinds of stuff to themselves because they just waiting for the day calls to get back at, and we're not even thinking about them.
We're trying to fix our own lives.
Exactly. We sitting up and trying to fix our own lives and trying to live and trying to the work and just live our lives, but y'all so busy, y'all doing so much shit to yourself that you're so busy worrying about us trying to get you back. Leave us the hell alone.
If we wanted to get y'all back, trust me, we'd have done it already.
Absolutely.
Exactly, because see, that's the thing. It's not so much they fear us, they fear the repercussions of what they've done.
Right, exactly.
We got too much going on in our own. We ain't worried about them. We trying to make money and live peacefully.
Nah. But that's the whole thing. You can't come here and make money and live peacefully on my block without me being able to use you for what I want to use you for, or take out my microaggressions or aggressions period on you, because you ain't 1/5 or 1/3 or whatever other person. You're not a human being. You ain't shit. I don't even see why you shopping in the same neighborhood or shopping in the same store or on the same TV as me.
You can shop there, but they're going to watch you.
But meanwhile,
you can go there, but they're going to watch
you. Meanwhile, you sitting there with that foolishness, but if it wasn't for us, you fuckers wouldn't have got to the moon. Let's have a conversation.
Listen,
y'all motherfuckers wouldn't even have whiskey if it wasn't for us. Let's have that conversation real fast.
So hold on, I'm gonna throw Mr. K Dog under the bus real quick. What up, K Dog?
K Dog, what's up, people? What's up, people? Oh my goodness,
so
Mika, what's up? What's up? What's going on, girl? Hey, listen.
So hold on, K Dog. Let me ask you a question. What is your thoughts on this whole replacement theory, and how the illustrious? And I say that with a lot of sarcasm. Fox News doesn't want to own up or take accountability for their boy Tucker Carlson, who was preaching all of this replacement theory bullshit. What do you think about
it?
Oh, yeah, you know what? He's not the only one. Here's what I got to say about that.
You had a whole president doing that.
First of all, you had a whole president. Exactly. You had a jackass in office who was preaching it. And, you know, you have idiots like Tucker Carlson. You see, the thing is, they're going to own up to the crimes that they committed. Number one, let's look at the history of this, of America. America, America, America the Great. Guess what? A country that was not even discovered. A country that was stolen. A land that was stolen from a people who lived here, who made a living here. But yet you come in, they teach you how to fish. They teach you how to plant. And what do? You commit genocide. Let's look at the land itself. From North Canada, you have here in the mainland of the United States, then you have all the way to South America, the islands. It was all natives that lived there. But since we're talking about this here, America, where we live in, stolen. You killed people. And guess what? You brought in people in chains. We weren't welcomed here.
again.
You weren't welcome
here. We go,
to you.
Stealing.
But wait a minute, hold on. Why did they steal the people? Why did they
steal the cheap labor? Because you know why? They needed cheap labor. And they made them work very hard.
No, they wanted
harshly.
Like, see, hold on, real quick before you finish, K-Dog. I don't want anyone to get it confused. We're not attacking. We're not bashing. We're actually speaking on historical facts. So don't don't take it as we're bashing or we're stereotyping. All of this is historical facts.
These are just historical facts because it is the truth. Because you know this,
and people were free.
And you know, when the people were dragged over here against their will, languages were taken away, their names were taken away, broke up families, okay? They were being sold as property. Sold as, you know, being, again, I say this, sold as property.
Hey, wait a minute. K-Go.
Mm-hmm.
Mika said something earlier. No, matter of fact, was it Mika or Red, where they said, well, you wonder when they get these ideas or these concepts from certain things.
I'm about to get to that.
Wait, hold on. Remember when they were doing the whole seasoning and they were trying to get, you know, what they called seasoning when they need to get a slave, you know, to submit, and they wanted to break them down so they would tie one leg to a horse, tie the other leg to another horse, and then have the horses run. That's what I'm saying. Like, you get these horrible ideas from these evil minds.
This is the thing. They're not going to own up to what was done. They're not going to own up to the biggest crime that was done in history. They're never going to own up to it. And mind you,
it's not the only one. How about that?
And mind you, when the slave was so-called free, they still managed to keep us enslaved.
That's because
it was still an enslavement. And you know, and guess what? If you even stood up or try to fight back, you were hung from a tree. And you know what? Those pictures that were being taken of us being hung from trees were used as postcards.
Back.
And this is true. Now, mind you, we as a people are so intelligent. Look at the greatest things we've done in science. Look at what we've done in art.
Medicine.
We did all of that. And as a matter of fact,
Literature,
exactly, the arts. Oh, and when it comes to arts, the books that were written, the music we created, whether it's jazz, hey, that's us. The blues, that's us. Gospel music, that's us. Rock and roll, that's us. Hip hop, that's us.
I mean, honestly, we even got country. Not that I
we even got country. That. Hell's yeah, we got classical music too.
Well, listen, in the minds of some, or a lot, or a majority, if it wasn't for them giving us, you know, taking us out of our natural habitat or our environment, giving us a platform, you know, to do what we've done. Because, you know, certain, you know, records of history, you know, were destroyed. And certain, you know, someone changed the books to fit their narrative to say, oh, this is where the history of the world actually started.
So we're going to negate the fact that the Greek philosophers actually developed their philosophies from Africans that were actually going around and sharing this. So we're going to negate the fact that Africans were the ones that taught these people how to wash their asses. We're negating the fact that Alexander Dumas, who is one of the greatest literary minds in all time, is responsible for most of the classes that these people love. Okay,
Well, you know, I could tell you something interesting about Alexandre Dumas.
We're going to get into that. But you know what? I'm not surprised because Germany has yet to apologize for what King Leopold did to the Africans when he slaughtered over 10 million Africans.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not surprised. Which was before the Holocaust, mind you. I mean, if we're going to get historical with facts,
that's another
Fine. I will no longer bring up historical facts.
Exactly. So I'm going to ask Red. Red, what do you think about the replacement theory?
That's bullshit. You know what I think about it. I just explained to you. They waiting for us to get it back. Stewie and Brian.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that is. They just waiting. And they going to do all, they going to keep doing stupid shit to themselves, and they just, are y'all going to do it today? Leave me alone. That's all I want you to do is leave me alone. What do you mean, am I going to do what today? You know what I'm trying to do today? Pay my fucking rent. That's what I'm trying to do today.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody thinking about replacing
you
nowhere.
You know what's bad? Let me just say this. They think that, you know, they feel so threatened by us that they're willing to do anything to harm us, like we're doing something to them, and we're not doing anything to them. They're doing things to us.
Well, actually, we are doing something to them.
We're outsmarting them.
We're proving that we're not stupid. We're proving that we're not monkeys.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We're giving them a mold to copy from. And this could just be anybody.
Yes,
this could be the people with the replacement theory. This could just be anybody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, genetically, you know, there's certain things that we can do that others can't. There's certain things genetically
exactly.
We are that people aren't. And, you know, there are issues with that. There are issues.
Right.
So, you know, no one is trying to replace anyone. Because I do agree with Red. I do agree with Mika. And, you know, you too, K-Dog, is just that we're not concerned about any get-back. Because we're too busy trying to live our own lives. But to the paranoid people who feel that they've done so much wrong and they can't really sleep at night because they're just waiting, like the Stewie and Brian. Stewie and Brian theory. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is. When it comes down to people like Tucker Carlson, the race baiters. It's amazing how these news outlets give these people these platforms to talk on, but of course they have to, because who's going to put the message out there, and how is the message going to get out there for people like Dylan Roof or the kid from Buffalo who killed 10 black people? How is the message going to get out there? Some things you can't always post on the internet. You reach more people. You know, you cast a broader net when you got a major network spewing hate. And you got a cult leader spewing hate.
Yes, you do, because you know what? People, this is the thing with this. When you have people like that, cult leaders, you know, people love to drink the Kool-Aid. And I'm not making fun of anything. I'm not making fun of that tragic situation.
No, I understand what you're saying.
It's drinking the Kool-Aid, because you have some people out there that love the Kool-Aid. And it makes them stupid.
But you also have people that don't want to get their hands dirty, but they want the crime. They want the deed done.
Exactly.
They don't want to get their hands dirty, but they want somebody to do it. So they have impressionable people like that kid from Buffalo. Like, he drove all them hours just to turn around. No, you can't sit there and say that he didn't have help. He wasn't on loan.
You know what it is?
Ah, yeah, exactly.
Let's say
about that.
New York, and he driving. The hell's wrong?
Let me just say this.
Listen,
about
I'm
the whole, about that kid,
tail.
About that criminal, and about the crime in Buffalo.
Yeah, he wasn't.
You know what it was? They're trying to say, oh, it was mental illness.
He's the only one.
No, he's not. He's not the only one.
Rittenhouse is another example of that. Rittenhouse drove how many hours to go participate in something that ain't have nothing to do with him? And his parents gave him the freaking artillery to do it.
Yeah, and they gave
I'm
him
sorry.
The gun.
And that's
but
why
yet,
that older young
yet,
man.
But yet, as always, he gets off.
Well, hold on, hold on.
Hey, what's going on? This is your brother. He quite needs to call him, sir.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey,
what's going on, brother?
What's going on?
Hold on. Can I do a drum roll for you, brother? Because I know you're about to lay it down.
Come on, brother, lay it.
Hey, man, I'm gonna tell you straight up like this. You know, the game that we are insisting that produced people like the Rittenhouses. Excuse me, the Rittenhouses, the Roofs. And whatever this white boy's name is, the bigger gang is America, 100%. These are, it's symbolic to, the neighbor across the street that has the badass children. And the children are just bad and going around terrorizing everyone. You understand? At any time, those parents can tell those children to control their children. But it's a situation where, you know, when their children are doing wrong, they'll justify the wrong that the children are doing for whatever reason. It'll almost be to a point where when their children are doing wrong against you, they'll have you to a place where now you're believing the justifiable reason that the children are doing you wrong. You understand? Now they have a justifiable reason for coming over to steal your things. That's where we are as a people. You understand? Because even with us being in America, they have the Asian hate bill, right? They came up with the Asian hate bill. I never heard of the African hate bill or the African-American hate bill, the black hate bill. And no human has faced the amount of inhumane, unjust treatment like us as black folk in the face of or under in the hands of white folk. This is a fact. So what we are seeing is the bigger gang working. This guy is only just a germ. He's just a germ of the bigger organism. You understand? So I think, you know, when it is that we're seeing that the media takes up for these guys, you understand? It's no question why the media doesn't portray them as animals. You understand? They're portraying these guys as just simply mentally ill. No. They just, we all are very familiar, right? We're very familiar with the RICO case that they just rolled out on Young Thug and Gunna. And now they're going to attach a whole lot of people. And they're studying. They're looking at, you mean to tell me they can't do the same thing with the biggest gang in America? Which is not the Crips or the Bloods, as they portray. The biggest gang in America is the national, the white nationals, or the KKK, or right.
Absolutely.
They are the biggest gang, but what happens? They go under the radar a lot of times. Yeah, they go under the radar. What they do is they are now able to hold badges, and even come in the form as white women. That killed the daughter of my friend, right? My friend just lost his daughter over a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. Now this is the same America that we're in. We're talking about why is this guy acting out? Because again, his parents have allowed him. America has allowed him to act this way without spanking him, without placing any. This is why the cop killed this young girl is because the cops continuously kill our people, and there isn't any justice. You understand? Why isn't it a situation where they are now having to potentially be put in front of a firing squad? You understand?
Okay,
so when we're looking at... Hello?
I'm sorry, I got to finish, because then after you,
3451
going to come on.
Go ahead,
finish, brother.
Okay, I'm about to wrap it up. But what I was saying is that the bigger game, and it's a game, I understand it. Because this is how white folk have survived, is by threatening everything else that could potentially threaten it. What we're seeing is the ISIS papers. Francis Kress Welsing broke this down like no one else. You understand? When you're looking at the psychology, when you're looking at, you know, the manifesto that they're speaking about, you understand? Because these white folk are afraid that they are coming, that they're afraid of genetic annihilation. You understand? So therefore, that's why they're now needing us to be afraid. So rather than us going forward and seeing them as the cancer, and now doing what any sane body would do to cancer, which is rid it or either get away from it, you understand? Now it wants to hide itself and act like it's a part of us. And now it has us in 2022 where we are fighting each other and where we are feeding on ourselves, which is the organism, rather than feeding on the cancer, eating and destroying the cancer. You understand? The cancer has us thinking anti-organism, anti our own biological. So therefore, that's why it's common for us to be in a world right now where it's brother against brother. When now I'm listening to one of the shows last night that people are arguing against, well, what we're going to call ourselves, black, or we're going to call ourselves Hebrew. Listen, fuck off, excuse me, to hell with all that other stuff. We have an issue where I'm a black nationalist, but I don't care if those were brothers and sisters that were in the church. I don't care who those brothers and sisters were that got killed. I still take that lightly. You understand? So I think this is very important for us to engage in this dialogue, as you guys, you know, do all the time. And I feel like a lot of our people are even afraid to discuss what's going on. I remember when the homosexual shooting, when they had the gay shooting, man, it was plastered for so long. People were talking about it. Oh, they shouldn't have done that. It was in you. Now let's come up with some legislation to make sure we're going to protect the gay. We are here. We've seen this done to black folk. That is historical content where we have pictures of white folks standing beside black folks being harmed. Right, this domestic terrorism has been happening for how long, and it's still happening, and we have a system that only protects and coddles that behavior rather than pointing it out and eradicate. You understand? So I think it gets kind of obvious right now at this time.
I got you. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Call in 3451. Thank you for your patience. What's up? 3451.
Hello.
Maybe they're just listening. But thank you for calling. I mean, brother, you know, what do you think about the replacement theory? Equality? Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
What do you think about the replacement theory?
Without me knowing any information of the replacement theory, I'm going to assume the replacement theory has something to do with races in America, or, you know, maybe removing, making black folk third and fourth class citizens here in America.
Well, there's no other way we can really put it, because, you know, Trump you know, did his whole little subliminal messages, you know, during his, you know, his run to extend the president. So white people feel that they are being replaced by everyone else. Especially black people. And, you know, Tucker Carlson, and I'm sure there are some others, but I didn't do as much research as I could have because certain things would start to give me a headache after a while, and I really don't want to read through a whole bunch of people's propaganda and BS because, you know, sometimes it takes an emotional toll. But for the most part, you know, Fox News has always been a pain. A lot of people have. And then Tucker Carlson who tweeted that whole thing of, you know, playing the series and things that, you know,
your audio is so bad right now.
Man, the audio, yeah, we can barely hear anything.
Yeah, I don't know what's actually going on. I mean, everything was fine before. Is it just me?
Brother B. Your
yeah.
audio.
What is
it
that?
It sounds like something is ticking.
Yeah, that's what I said. Tick, tick. That's all I hear.
Sound better?
We got
yeah.
ticking and we
yeah.
got
yeah.
reverb.
Sound better now.
Oh, okay. I see why. Okay. So, yeah. yeah. I'll talk about that later, Red. But, yeah. You know, I don't.
Yes, sir.
You know, the whole thing with the replacement theory and thinking, like, once again, it goes back to what K-Dog was saying. Red was saying, and what Mika was saying, no one's here trying to replace anyone. We're just here, you know, black people are just here, and there are other people that are here just trying to get along. They're just trying to enjoy themselves, live their lives, and get the so-called American dream, whatever that is, and that's that. You know, one issue that I have with our people is that we... You know, we go for the shits and giggles. Like, we play into certain things. Like,
mm-hmm.
like I said before, and I'll say again, I don't watch certain TV shows anymore because there's always a black and brown person, and either we're selling drugs or there's some type of gratuitous violence, or you always see a black woman with a white dude or a black, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's certain stereotypes, certain things that you just don't see. And as much as I don't want it to be about black and white, it is. It is.
Right.
All boils down to the damn color. And it's like we as a people are really tired of that shit. Because we don't wake up every morning screaming out the window, hey, I'm black and I want respect. No, we just try to live our lives. But if you step on our toes, then we have to say something.
Right.
So, you know, when they want to sit there and make excuses or say things like, oh, well, you people didn't go out and do this, we wouldn't have to do that. The game has been set up. The board has been set up for us to do certain things. Listen, they can say whatever they want to say. A lot of people are creatures of habit. So you can't just say we do one thing and others don't do something else. You can't say that. Because once again, if we looking at these mass killers, these mass shooters, who are they? Predominantly. Not us.
Yep.
I still have issues with that so-called Beltway sniper from years ago. It's not our MO. It's not what we do. But, you know, sometimes people do think it's balanced scale. Whatever. All I'm saying is this shit has gotten out of control. Once again, 14 children and one teacher dead. Let's take color off the board. Then look at the fact of the violence. So my thing is, I wonder if anybody could answer. I wonder what politicians are going to be saying tomorrow morning. I wonder what they're going to be, you know, what are the gun rights groups are going to say tomorrow morning?
I can give you a little bit of update right now, if you like.
Please do.
Okay, so far it's actually 18 children and one teacher that was murdered. And Mr. And Mr. Gobbleneck himself, Mitch McConnell, says he's horrified and heartbroken, but he's giving no indication that he's going to drop his opposition to the new gun laws.
Exactly.
So there's that. So right. Turkey Neck, who you know, who's like older than freaking Mumra the ever living, still refuses to say we need to change these laws and this is what we should do. Instead, he's like, no, let them keep it. Let them keep their guns. We don't need to do a background check. They don't really need that long of a waiting period to own a rifle or a handgun or semi-automatic, which, for the record, again, there is no logical reason for anyone to own a semi-automatic weapon. There isn't.
Nope.
Unless you are going to war in another country, which, for the record, I don't understand because, again, like Switzerland, we should build a clock and mind our business. But unless you are going to war, there is no reason for you to own any type of semi-automatic weapon.
Absolutely.
But again,
no, you're right about that because an AR-15.
And again, with the AR-15, this fool from Buffalo had an AR-15 legally, obtained an AR-15, and modified it so he could do what he did.
Yeah, they you know.
Listen, first of all, if I'm going to fight you, I'm going to fight you. But I'm not fighting you on no dumb stuff. I'm coming at you for something that you really did. I'm not coming at you because some freaking talking mouthpiece on Fox News has said that you're trying to replace me. Dude, if you're going to replace me, make sure you take care of my bills, the kids, my rent, my car note, my health insurance, and everything else under the sun. You talking about replacing me? You can't replace me. And
nature.
I'm not trying to replace you. And let's be real. I don't know if it's...
That's not who you are. That's why, listen, that's why it's so hard for us to think. We can talk about this all day, every day, but it's not for our understanding because that's not who we are. You'll be better like trying to jump into a mind of a lion. You don't know what the lion is thinking. You don't know what the animal is thinking, period.
Oh, thank you.
So we can't talk to the mind of these people because we can't.
Don't go there,
but we'll never know.
Because
that's not our nature. That's not who we are.
I don't
want to
know.
I'm almost positively sure what we're seeing is that the creator, nature, the universe itself, and like you said, brother, it's a certain thing that the European has had that we just hadn't had, almost to the point
exactly
where we have had so much love for the person that has wronged you. This person has come and killed your whole family, and what we will do at the end of the day, which is an anomaly, is say, hey, we love you, hey, we accept you. Even in nature, an animal will never allow you to come and attack it, and then it don't attack you back. And I think that's
right.
What we're seeing. We are 100% being met with the opposition. The opposition hits us in all types of ways, not only law enforcement, not only in the school. It hits us in a lot of different ways, multifaceted. Now we're seeing how it's basically come right on the scene. And even when it comes on the scene in the form of its bad children, what does it do? It coddles its children while making our children, young Tamir Rice, who was shot with a Playboy gun, they're making our children the enemy. They want to make Trayvon Martin the aggressor, right? This is the reality. But this white boy, he has a chance to live. They're not talking about the death penalty. They talked about introducing the firing squad here in South Carolina. But I didn't hear a darn thing about Dylan Roof coming up. He should have been the first one as it relates to now introducing the firing squad back for the death penalty. Right? So now you're seeing that these guys, they are attached to a bigger game. So even in that, even if we say, well, hey, we love you, enemy, your enemy is only going to take that
as now room to now come in and completely demolish you and destroy you. You understand? We have to think as LeBron James would think if he was down 21 points in game 7. You understand? We're athletic. So if we were down 21 points in game 7 in the third quarter, we're only thinking one thing. We're not thinking about any friends. We're thinking about how to apply pressure and how to seize the win. And this is what the Creator is bestowing upon us. You understand? Because we are the ones with this magical greatness that comes in the form of black folk. So now it's up to us to protect and preserve this. No one is going to do it for us. The army isn't going to do it for us.
Brother B, if you don't fix your audio, I'm
going to
fight you.
I didn't know my audio was still messed up.
Your audio was so bad, this brother sound like, listen, brother just got finished talking and I was hearing nothing but reverb and the man sound like he was underwater. Fix your audio.
Okay.
Yeah, the audio is bad
now.
I don't know where you is,
sound
but
good?
Move the antenna.
Listen, I'm gonna be honest with you. You know, it may sound far fetched, but everything was sounding good for like the first half hour, 40 minutes. I ain't hear nobody complain before, unless you know, maybe I don't know.
But put the foil in that antenna.
Maybe some people ain't happy about what we're talking about.
I ain't worried about them. Put the antenna, listen, put the foil on the antenna and stand on one leg on your tippy toe on the right foot.
Bag, I
just
still
like
sound
you
bad.
Just like you used to have to do back in the day.
Nope, sound
yeah,
better.
Yeah, put some saran wrap around, not saran wrap, but aluminum foil around the rabbit ears. That'll
oh,
do fun.
Yeah. It's about to
oh,
get real.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Joe. What's up, boss?
Hello.
How you doing?
All
you doing,
right, bro? I'm here because... I'm doing fine. I saw the topic, replacement theory and race, so I figured this would be a nice charged-up crowd for me to join.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your thoughts on it? What's your thoughts on replacement theory?
What exactly is the replacement theory?
I don't know. I just take it as there's people out there, a certain, you know, section of people who feel that they're trying to be replaced by, you know, all the other ethnicities.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, okay, is that certain by group. Immigration or is that by whites are fearful? Whites have always said that they're fearful of blacks from, you know, years and years ago. You know, years and years ago.
Well, I think that's translated into the replacement theory. That's what the 2022 language of it.
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. It just came out a couple of weeks ago by this replacement theory. Yet people are pushing it as something which has been on the minds of people for years and years and years. It's possible. I personally think that Americans are being replaced by immigrants. Biden is allowing like 100,000 from one country, 100,000 from another country. Over a million came over the border, I think, just last month alone. So, to me, that's a real issue. That might be
all
part
right,
of
so,
the replacement theory, you know? Uh-huh.
Okay. So, look, all right, so let's take it further than that. Because we can take it further than Biden. Because, I have questions. Because I remember
uh-huh.
during the Bush administration, I believe that's when outsourcing started. Because there were certain corporations in this country that refused to pay Americans, no matter what color they are. But refused to pay Americans a fair and you know and living wage, so they outsourced people from other countries and paid them you know maybe $1, $2 an hour, so they can save money. So when people want to talk about the replacement theory, you have to bring that up because if anyone is replacing you, it's the corporations that put other people in positions to replace you, because as they say, well, normal white people are not going to work for, you know, anybody's not going to work for $10 an hour.
So we'll give it to someone overseas that'll work for $5 an hour, and we can save profits.
Well,
they don't want to talk about that.
There's a difference in your statement, Brother B. The last one you just made, they want to pay people overseas $5 an hour to save themselves money. That's true. But at the beginning, you said they refused to give Americans a living wage. Now, if they refused, how could they refuse it? Right?
Easy. I'm not going to pay you. I'm not going to pay you $20 an hour to answer a phone. Because when somebody has a complaint about Sprint or T-Mobile or whatever, and you call, I'm not going to pay you $20 an hour to help them fix their situation. I'm not going to do that. Why should I do that?
I wouldn't
I'm going to lose money. So that means.
Well, yeah, but that's not a refusal. I mean, we can throw in any number. We can say, I'm not going to pay you $100 an hour.
Listen, as a corporation, you have the right. I refuse to pay this money to anyone other than somebody who, you know, that will work for like $5 an hour. I refuse to give them that because there were complaints about that. I had filed this at one point. There were a lot of people that were complaining about these corporations not wanting to pay a decent wage.
Well, why would I? Why would I? If I have somebody who's willing to be paid $5 an hour, which is a living wage in their country, why would I want to pay somebody four times more? But see,
why would you not want to give it to your American people? Why would you not want to keep the dollar home?
Yeah, but why would I want to pay $20? Why not $100? Why not fall into the unions who say, well, you know, we need a living wage and pay us $100 now? Firstly, it's not the responsibility of corporations to enhance the lifestyle of anybody. When somebody works for any company, anybody here who starts a business, you're not under any kind of obligation to make sure that the person working for you has a plasma TV, a car, and a two-house garage. You're there to try to make yourself some money. And money comes with the profit margin. Most companies don't make even 5%, 4% profit margin. We all know about Apple and Microsoft and some of the other companies and Amazon that make 15-20%. But at the same time, they're also employing almost 1 million people. Mm-hmm. So I would rather have a company that employs 1 million people, 800,000 people, than to say, you know what, you're not paying your fair share of taxes. When in reality, even though Bezos didn't pay income tax last year and Amazon didn't, most of the tax income in the government is paid by something like 10% of the population. In other words, the very rich.
Okay.
I have no problem with the very rich unless they're stealing money from me. And I don't know of anybody here who can legitimately say that Amazon, Apple has stolen money from them.
Well, sometimes it's not about stealing money. It's really about it's about diverting the funds. Because that's been the complaint of a lot of, I have to say it, white Americans that, people are coming over here taking our jobs. Well, if you don't want to do it, then somebody else has to do it. And if you're not, and if a corporation feels they don't want to pay a certain amount of money, then of course they're going to get somebody else to do it. See, that's my thing. You talk about replacement, and some people, they talk about replacement, but you're not really looking at the bare bones of it or looking at the real issues. But once again, color always excites people. It's always going to be the love and hate, the black and white, and it's always going to sell and sensationalize everything when it's deeper than that. Because like I said, once again, it's very rare. And you talk to a person that doesn't really watch the news or read the news, but when I have to, I do. I don't hear them talking about the whole outsourcing issue, which I feel that's more of a problem than anything. Because they have given jobs, American jobs, to people that do not live in America. Now, I'm not hating on them, but if you want to talk about people replacing you, you might want to look at the corporations who's saying, I'm going to go with the guy over in the third world country.
Mind if I interrupt for a second?
Go ahead.
Excuse me. I remember working for a company
that outsourced departments. And when they outsource those departments, I had to watch people lose their jobs at that time. This was back in 2003 when the company I worked for, the first people that got outsourced was the IT department for the company. And second was the worst. They outsourced the mailroom. And when they outsourced the mailroom, half of the people that were working in the mailroom, some of them were working there for many years, lost their jobs. And mind you, I'm watching all of this happen. I'm like, wow. So in order to, you know, you're screwing other people over to bring in other people. And, you know, it did more harm than good for that company. Way more harm. Because
that's
within,
once again.
Yeah.
So once again,
did a lot of harm.
So once again, we can, you know, when you have people who like to talk that replacement theory bullshit, they only speak
exactly.
in color. They only speak
yeah.
about color. They're not going to, and the sad part that was crazy is they know, because they know people, there are other people out there that are gullible enough to go for it, because there are people out there that want, they want somebody to set the, you know, to start the fire so they can just jump right into the flame. But you're
but
not
going
to talk
mm-hmm.
against it, but you're not going to talk against the corporations or places like where you work that start outsourcing. So then when you talk, once again, when you talk about being replaced by who? Because they're not giving a lot of black people those jobs either. So who the hell are you talking about replacing you? That's what I would like to know.
But since this is an Afrocentric show, it's definitely going to be about the...
This ain't Afrocentric. This ain't Afrocentric. This is an everybody show. We just happen to talk about certain topics here and there that have to do with us, but there's also times when we talk about topics that have to do with other people too.
I
will never be biased. I spread this shit on any type of toast. I spread it. It doesn't matter. Me and Red don't care. You know what I'm saying? What's going on. What's going on today is what we talk about. Because what's in front of us, you know what I'm saying, sometimes will continue to be in front of us until we take care of it, until we move the object. And the object hasn't been moved. Once again, we have another mass shooting, and then we have a news outlet who was fanning the flames of hate, but now all of a sudden they go quiet and no one is really saying anything about it. A couple of media outlets, but nobody's really challenging them on it. And it's like, why? Why?
Because they've been bribed. Did you know that Newsmax and Fox News, it was revealed in court, okay, by FOIA documents, by somebody named either Esmerald or Esmeralda Robinson, who's a White House correspondent, who was talking about how these documents illustrated that both Fox News and Newsmax, they received $1 billion from the White from the Biden administration to keep their mouth shut about COVID. They could not say anything negative about COVID if they took the money. So the mass media, the mainstream media, which is the mass media, they're taking money from the Biden administration, from other administrations probably as well, okay? The mainstream media is the major propaganda machine in this country, which will fan the flames of any particular issue, regardless of how small or how large it is.
I mean, I believe it.
Wow.
I believe it. Hot Rod, you on?
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen,
with
10 minutes
hey,
left. Vroom, vroom. I'm muting myself. Take it away, Hot Rod. Vroom, vroom.
Go ahead, Hot Rod.
Listen, guys, I believe that everybody had a good point. But bottom line, we have replacement theory and the shooting that happened. We deserve it. This is America. We deserve this. Once again, people love their guns more than their children. My heart goes out to the family, but at the same time, like Brother B said earlier, Texas is one of the biggest gun states. I love their guns. So This is a normal thing. So why are we talking about it? You know, it will happen again over and over and over. So,
unbelievable.
This is nothing new. This is nothing new at all. So.
So you feel that 18 children losing their lives, and it's not you per se, but you really think that nothing is going to come out of this? Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing at all. And that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I may not say that the world's right, but once again, we deserve this. Because in other countries, they don't have this mass shooting problems. I have no problem that we love our guns. But now we have 18-year-old kids who take, like I said before, when I was 18 in high school, I was chasing girls like Mika, you know, all the time. Guys don't do that no more. Now we have 18-year-old plotting massacres. What's wrong with that picture? But then again, what do I know? I'm just a 46-year-old guy now. But now I have to worry about my kids, besides being bullying, besides homework, besides, you know, trying to get a good grade. Now I got to think, pray, will my kids come back home alive,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like some of you guys' jobs. My job have shooting drills. We went from fire drills to active shooter drills now. What to do if there's an active shooter? We never thought about that back then.
Right. Yeah.
You know, now we have more active shooters than fires. Go figure.
Yes, we do.
Right. One of the major reasons is because a lot of the cities have taken their laws and turned them into not laws, but just not even guidelines. They've upped the bar so that a felony offense isn't $250 for theft anymore. It's $950, and you can go from store to store and rob $950 worth, and if you get caught with the bundle, you're only going to get prosecuted for one robbery, and maybe even that. So that's business incentive for the
to be
criminals.
Mm-hmm. No, but Joe, to your point, there have been videos out there that show to the guys all the time. People don't care about the law anymore. You have people that walk into stores, steal stuff, and find them, and find a camera phone. They don't care, and still walk out the store. Like, go ahead, call the police or whatever. And people
don't care anymore.
Why?
Because the incentive. If you have cities that have no cash bail, and you up the bar so that you can actually rob $950 worth of stuff, and then even if you get caught, you come back maybe a couple of weeks later, no cash bail, and then you get a reduced sentence because you had some kind of trauma in your life. What do you think is going to happen to the criminal population in those cities? It's going to rise.
But Joe, at the same time, you're absolutely right. But at the same time, if I'm the high security guard that getting paid $10 an hour, I'm seeing you, Brother B, and K-Dog robbing a store, and I'm going to risk my life to stop you, not knowing that you could be carrying weapons yourself now?
You got to look at it like this. You got to look at it like this. You security guards, in some cases, a lot of them in stores, they're just there for insurance purposes. They're not really there to actually do something if something happens.
Yeah.
It's just for insurance purposes. They have to, you know, the insurance company calls for them. They have to have insurance, you know, they have to have security. So that way if something happens, well, at least we had security, so you can't say we didn't do our part. Now cut the check.
Not to disrespect, but whether it be not to disrespect anyone having a job, but let's be honest with the routine security guard who have been overweight or a senior citizen, and you ask yourself, you are reading security, what can this old person do to slow me down? Or this fat, overgrown person, how are you going to catch me if I steal something and run out the store?
Hey, listen, brother, I remember when I was in my prime and I've had knives pulled out on me. Like, people just don't care, man. When they want something, they determine to get it. And they don't care if they got to kill somebody, hurt somebody to do it. Listen, the thing that gets me is I don't live in the Five Boroughs anymore. This new mayor, I don't know what he's about showboating, because it doesn't seem like he's really doing shit.
Nope.
That's number one.
Absolutely
number two, I'm very disappointed in these so-called politicians that are out here in these Congress.
Exactly.
What are they doing? They're not doing anything. You're making laws.
And it don't even matter whether they're Democrat or Republican. It's like they don't give a damn. It's all about money.
It never mattered. I predicted that Adams would be the same as de Blasio.
I'm sorry. You're not from New York, so you can't really comment on that. I'm sorry.
But you know what? You got to be able. But you know what? You got to, like, once again, you got to be able to call a spade a spade. And I don't even live in the Five Boroughs anymore. And that whole Eric Adams, I'm like, first of all, I never really agreed with the dude. He was never my cup of tea. Good luck to him, but he was never my cup of tea. But look what's going on. You know,
crazy.
Look what's going on in New York. And it's ridiculous. But once again, none of these politicians are really giving it. They're more concerned about Roe versus Wade. They're more concerned about taking care of these gun laws and doing something about these people who are out here doing these mass shootings. They don't care. They're going to keep spreading propaganda. They're going to keep doing what they're doing. Go ahead, Mr.
Let me ask you guys a question. About 90% of you are from New York. Do you did you vote for Adams or did you? Because I would have voted for Sliwa. You take a look at the history of both Adams.
I live in New York.
Let me tell you, Joe, in my opinion, I think one of the reasons why Adams won, in my opinion, well, we didn't have not a lot of great choices out there. But number two, people were so concerned about crime in New York, they figured Adams, even though he's a BS artist.
Adams was a former police officer. That's the whole thing.
Exactly. There's a way he could bring the crime down.
That's what everyone was looking at, and that was the wrong reason to vote for him.
Exactly.
And I did.
Now look at us now. Look at us now. We have Joe Sunday of someone riding the train, minding his own business, riding on a train, lost his life because some guy was hopping on the train, pacing back and forth, shot the guy for no reason, unprovoked, walk away.
Yep.
That's why I said Sliwa should have been elected, but Sliwa probably got more votes, but I'll bet you that it was rigged. Sliwa came from the Garden Angels.
It wasn't rigged, Joe.
No, New York.
Again.
It was.
No, I mean, listen,
you're not,
I mean,
here in New York.
Hold on. Don't get me wrong. I don't know so much about the whole rigging thing, but I do believe that there are people who did not want Sliwa in. But that doesn't mean that, you know, something wasn't fudged. Because they didn't want him in because they knew. See, the whole thing is he probably would have tried to actually do something.
Absolutely.
As to where Eric Adams.
Remember, he was more vigilante. Right, he was more vigilante as opposed to Eric Adams is with the biggest gangs in
NYPD.
New York. Exactly. Sliwa was on his vigilante stuff, and he would have got things done.
Sliwa was a guardian angel.
But people didn't like him. Exactly. They didn't like him from the guardian angel days. They still didn't like him because they thought they were, once again, a gang, but you rather than give the biggest gang in New York run everything.
Because Eric Adams had the PBA. The PBA supported him. The Patrolman Benevolent Association, they supported him, and they get a lot of support out here in New York. Whenever something goes up with the police officers, you'll see Pat Lynch, the head of the PBA, he will come out there and speak up for the cops. So, of course, Eric Adams.
That's his job.
He's a crime artist. That's his job.
Speak up for the cops.
That's his job.
Hold on, we got less than, you know, a minute left. I just want to say this. From what I believe, qualified immunity was dropped in New York. So please don't think for a second that the fact that qualified immunity was dropped and this whole crime thing are not related. Think about that. And on that note, Mr. Joe, Mr. Equali, Mika, Big Red, Hot Rod, K-Dog, love you guys. Please be safe out there and enjoy your
week.
Thank you for listening. And when you get a chance, have a cold one for me. I'm stuck at work.
Absolutely.
Right,
oh, hell.
All right. Peace out.
Peace out, y'all.
Peace out, y'all. Good night.
Good night, y'all.